Hello.
Hi there. Good morning, Mr. Carrillo. How are you?
All right. How you doing?
Very good, sir. And thank you so much for giving me your time because you're saving us a lot of time. Because if we wait for 2 more hours, so after that, putting your hosting into your package, and after that, I'll be assigning the project. So on Saturday, I had a detailed discussion with the team who will be working with you on this project. So they said that if the client is purchasing the new website with the domain, so he should go with the hosting as well because it's going to give you a lot of discounts on it. So if you got a computer in front of you and needs you to visit a website.
What's the website?
My website first, that is orbitsdesignagency.com.
Hold on. Let me design.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. On the site.
Okay. Hang on. Okay. Here you are. I sent you a message. Hi. Okay. So now. So basically, hosting is something which is definitely required for your website. So basically, it's if I give you an example, so it's somewhere that you rent out a place where your data will be stored, because whatever is on your website, it will be visible to the people or visible on the internet if it is hosted. I'm sure you have an idea about it because hosting and domain are some things which are definitely related with the website. If you don't have it, your website cannot go live. So this is something that if you purchase later, it's going to cost you something. So I'm sending you, you know GoDaddy?
Yeah.
Okay, so we are in affiliation with GoDaddy, and we have been working with them for the past like 6, 7 years now. And we are able to like give clients discounts on the hosting providers and hosting servers that they allow. So I've sent you a link to visit for GoDaddy. And there are actually 4 packages. A dedicated server hosting plans and means there is a server which will be required on your website. And only your website can be hosted on that server. And the other server, which is called a shared server, which is cheaper. But in the shared server, multiple websites are hosted on. So instead of yours, multiple websites will be hosted on that one. So it's in, I would say it's an apartment building on which multiple people are living. If you have a dedicated server, so that's a house on which only you are living. So I want you to look at these 4 packages. I wouldn't recommend you to go.
The 4 packages, the DS, 32, 64, 128, and 256, these?
Yeah, these ones. Okay. So I don't want you to like go with the bigger one because the data which will be stored on your site, that's not big enough. Considering your business, you would require the lease plan that is called DS32. And the team has also advised me to give you this idea of going with DS32. That will give you up to like 32 GB of RAM, and that is more than enough, and 500 GB SSD storage. So a data, like up to 1,000 GB that you can go ahead and simply host your data onto the site. So that contains your co-hosting, that includes your, I would say, the content of the website, the videos that you upload, the high-quality pictures, and the clients that who will be signing in on your website, that also requires a storage. So let's say I am your client and I need an ATM machine, set it up somewhere. So I will be logging in on your website. There will be a separate login area for me. So if I log in there, so there's a like space that I need to like log in. So that is why I think this is the best one.
But I wouldn't need them to like log in. I would just need them to kind of, you know, the lead. You know, I don't think they'd have an account on there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's really just going entering their information, you know, contact information, and then I would contact them, go see them, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't think they would need, like, a login because they wouldn't have access to any, like, data.
No. I'm not saying that. That's not an access that will be if I could create an login area on your website, and if the client logs in on your website, that doesn't mean that they will access all of the data.
When you say log in, you mean visit, right? Because I don't think they would need to put a username and password, you know what I'm saying?
That's right. Okay. Understood. So basically, the websites that I showed you, that includes the same stuff that you might be having on your website. So that is why I'm suggesting you to go with this one. And this is the least one. So I'm not giving you something additional that you might have to pay a lot of money just to host your website. So it's nothing like that. So if I tell you
So basically you're saying you have to have this kind of hosting.
Yeah.
The website don't work.
Exactly. If you don't have hosting, so the website cannot go live. So you can never, the clients can never visit the website if it's not hosted.
Yeah, so it's kind of part of it. Okay.
Exactly. It is exactly like the domain. So usually people purchase the domain along with the hosting. So I thought, if you purchase the hosting along with these two packages, you can save a lot of money on it. Are you getting my point?
So what about, why do I need it dedicated? Why couldn't it be something that someone, other people have? Could use as well, on the server. One server for my little business.
Mm-hmm.
Is that overkill?
Mm-hmm.
I don't expect to have thousands and thousands of people visiting.
Yeah.
It's a very small business. So, what about the shared one? Shared servers.
Shared servers would be. I would say, linked with other websites. So. It's not properly SSL associated. So you get the SSL with the dedicated hosting server too. And of course, the increased processing power and the speed of the website is also optimized with the shared one.
Right, because
so that is why we recommend.
When I look on the web hosting for GoDaddy, it has Economy, Deluxe,
mm-hmm.
Ultimate, and Maximum. So it's saying Ultimate is $12.99 a month, and that's recommended for high traffic sites. I don't think that would be a high traffic site.
Okay. Let me read that. Maximum processing power, increased processing power, 50 websites. Well, you can go ahead and try that one too, because the business industry that you're working in, the recommendation from our side would be a shared hosting server. But if you want to try the dedicated hosting one, but if you want to try the shared one, so that would be your choice. It's just my recommendation.
Like to start
it's
with
not
the sharing, I think, just to start, because I need to keep my costs.
For sure.
I'm not generating income yet.
Uh-huh.
And then it's going to work with a shared. If it's having problems, or if I need to upgrade later due to increased traffic, then I could upgrade to a dedicated server. But I think just to stay out, I want to keep the cost as minimal as possible.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Definitely. We can go ahead and I'll help you out with that too. And we can get you the shared one. And in case, once the website is live up and running after a couple of months, if you think the website is not performing good, it's not fast enough, then you can definitely upgrade to the dedicated hosting server. It's going to take 24 hours to allocate the server.
Right. So when I look, I'm not going to have, I'm thinking the deluxe, because I don't, if I have one person on it
mm-hmm.
at a time, that's pretty much the way. I can't see 100 people being on the website at the same time. You know what I'm saying? It's a
mm-hmm.
small market.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, if I go with the deluxe, I think that's pretty good,
Okay. Let me check which will be the best one if we go with the
I'm not brand. I'm only working in a small market,
Because you're targeting only New York?
Well, only a certain part. Only a small part of it.
Only a small Long Island, you said.
Yeah.
All right. Let me check that real quick. 12 months no longer increased. Okay, so you have to have the increased processing power too. So Deluxe would be giving you standard performance. So if we go with the increased processing power with Ultimate instead of Maximum, so that is something like that can be done.
What do you mean?
Yeah, it's just like $8 for Deluxe and $13 for Unlimited, Ultimate.
Right, okay. So
you see it, right? It's in front of you.
Yeah, I'm looking at it, yeah.
Sounds great. Perfect. So it can be installed on WordPress. It will be automatically backed up by daily basis.
This is for, I think the Deluxe is better for me because I think the Ultimate is overkill right now. It's a website.
Mm-hmm.
The databases, I'm not going to have any of that. I'll have one, you know?
Okay.
Database. So this is overkill.
All right, perfect.
So we'll go with Deluxe.
We can go with that one. Okay, hang on a second. Let me just go ahead and read that once again.
So basically, I bought the domain. This is saying free domain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. That's the reason I'm asking you to like go with that one.
Right. So then, what are you going to do? Refund the domain?
No, I'm going to adjust it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the domain was like secured already. So I'm going to try my best to like just not refund it, but we can adjust that. So
the additional, so it says I pay $287, right?
Mm-hmm.
For the Deluxe with the free domain.
Okay. So it's like $8, and for 16 months, it's going to be $480. And if we deduct $200 from it, that would be $280. Okay, and all right, perfect, yeah. So, I'm sorry?
What is the charge going to be? I'm not clear. What's the charge going to be?
That would be $280.
$280?
Yeah.
Why is it $280?
Because you got the domain for 5 years.
Okay.
And if you get the domain, hosting for 5 years too, so that would be $8 into 60 months. That would be included of $480. And if you deduct $200 for the host domain, that would be $280.
Okay.
Got it?
So when is someone going to get? So when is someone going to call me about the design?
Mm-hmm. Like today?
Yeah, I thought somebody was going to call me today about that.
Yeah. Let me go ahead and ask your project manager, and let me check if he's here. So I'll just go ahead and ask him to give you a call, all right?
Okay.
So you guys can discuss the design, and I'll just, like, put it in the file, like, that this hosting would be the best, like, in future. You do not have to pay for it right now. I'm just, like, letting you know that what you can get. So you can pay once the website is about to go live. So there's nothing like you need to pay right now.
Okay.
All right.
And, mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, so X the design, the project manager to give me a call.
Perfect, sounds great. The project manager will ring you shortly.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.